Democrat Dick Durbin voted with Republicans in the Senate last fall to end the nation's longest ever government shutdown. That was in exchange for an agreement to vote on extending tax credits for millions of people who buy insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchanges. He got a lot of heat for it from progressives. Now, with the House voting to extend those credits for 3 years, he says he's still convinced it was the right vote.
Look where we are today. We have an honest bipartisan debate over extending the ACA benefits. That was not the case during the shutdown.
But the Senate still has to vote, and Durbin says that's going to take work.
We know that we have to do something different in the Senate to get 60 votes together to pass any alternative that might be considered by the House.
He says he's working with a group of about a dozen Republicans and Democrats to find common ground. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9, WBBM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.